Here's a thought I'll title, A Selective Literacy. There are so many photographers, and so many books, and so many exhibitions, that it's virtually impossible for any of us to achieve anything even close to what I would characterize as visual literacy. There's just too much. It's overwhelming. So instead, each of us have our own understanding of photography and the history of photography and what's been produced and what's currently being produced based on a fractional appreciation of what's being and been produced. We all love photography, of course, but what do we mean by that? Because for each of us, it'll have a slightly different meaning. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I have sort of a West Coast approach to photography. I love Edward Weston and Wynne Bullock and Ansel Adams and Morley Baer and Jay Dussard and Bruce Birnbaum and that end of photography. I have more experience with that and I enjoy that photography more than I do, say, Diane Arbus or Ralph Eugene Meteyard or even Arnold Newman. I appreciate them. But my heart is in West Coast photography, so I have a slanted point of view, and I know that. And I know that that's why I tend to be very careful about who I add to my photographic library. I want to add lots of West Coast photographers, but I know that what I really need to pay attention to, because it's a little bit of a weak spot in my photographic literacy, are the East Coast school, and in particular the European photographers, who are doing some incredibly wonderful work. They're just not dominant in my mind because I haven't had that kind of experience. So each of us has our own selective literacy based on who we've grown up with, who we enjoy, who we emulate, whose work we think is just the cat's meow. This is another reason why I think it's incredibly important that we spend a little time studying the formal history of photography. There's a number of wonderful history of photography books out there, but even they can be a little suspect. For example, the first history of photography book that I fell in love with was, of course, the Beaumont Newhall classic, but his approach was very definitely to celebrate and promote the West Coast photographers. And as a result, my first introduction to the history of photography was based on his ideas and his bias. Nothing wrong with that, except for the fact that it left a great big hole in my understanding of photography, particularly from Europe, people like Bill Brandt or Frederick Evans even. There's lots of people I could add to it, but I think the important point I'm trying to make here is that each of us has this selective literacy that's probably worth acknowledging and going out of our way to fill in the gaps a little bit and surveying a number of history of photography books or maybe even taking a course or maybe doing something like reviewing Jeff Curto's wonderful series on the history of photography can help, because the more we know about the history of photography and the variety of styles and approaches and subject matter, I think the better we'll understand what photography can be and how we might want to pursue our personal relationship with photography and the kind of work that we enjoy and view and produce.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.